Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Okay, let's have a look at the boxing. There was some great fights and some not so great fights at the weekend as well. And joining me to review them and look at Amir Khan and his future as well is Liverpool boxing expert Gary Shaw. Morning to you, Gary.
Hi, Steve. You okay, mate?
Yeah, very good, thank you. We all knew it was going to be a bit of a task for Amir Khan stepping up two weight levels, and that's how it turned out. It almost felt like we knew what was going to happen within this fight.
Yeah, it did. You know, it panned out exactly like a lot of people thought. Would the weight roll was going to be the big issue? I had in my head maybe a little bit just before the stoppage came, but when it did come, you know, it was as devastating a knockout as you're ever going to see, and that's what happens. He was probably outweighed on the night by at least a stone, a couple of pounds, and against a world-class fighter like Alvarez, I mean, you know, once you get caught by him, then you're going to go down. But, you know, credit to him, he took the fight when he could have took easier options, and I think this, he is getting a bit of stiff, but, you know, he's brave enough to do that, and maybe now he's maybe got one, maybe two fights left in him.
I like the way that Amir Khan chases the dream. Some hide. He doesn't really, does he?
Not at all, no. Just have a look at the... You know, it's a bit like, you know, probably him and Carl Froch have got the great, you know, the best ledger out of any recent British fighters and any British fighters for quite a while. You know, look at the people who they fought, all top world-class fighters, going abroad as well and winning. He's done that, cleaned up domestically, and now he might have come full circle and that domestically the big fight that's left for him might be Kell Brook maybe next summer.
I'll just repeat what they put in the Times about the punch that Canelo threw that actually floored him. It had 270 newtons of force. That's the equivalent of 13 bags of sugar landing on Khan's face if they were dropped from the height of 1 meter. That is phenomenal as stats go.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of, to be honest, it diminishes the effect really when you see it. It spells out like this, the rules of physics to it, because on the night, as soon as it landed, it was like, oh my God, he's not getting up from that. And you know, what a spectacle it was. But yeah, devastating knockout. Worse even than the Breeders Prescott knockout that he got when he was much younger and much smaller as well. He was barely a lightweight then. And he stepped up against someone who was, again, slightly heavier than him, got caught. But again, kudos to him. He's normally he gets people say he's got a weak chin, but he does get caught, but he does invariably get back up again. But against someone who's a stone and a bit heavier than you, and he's got the skill and the power of and the raw intensity that Alvarez has got, you're not going to get up from that.
No, a little bit of criticism for his camp today and the fact that they had promoted the idea of him going up two weight divisions. Does that bother you, or is there any concern at all that fighters step into an arena that's putting their safety at risk?
No, I mean, the whole concept of boxing when you've been around it for a while is getting the maximum benefit from the minimum risk, and at some point the risk does become quite high, but the benefit that you get from it in terms of your wages or your pay, sorry, and the publicity that you get around it to promote your brand, which Amir is now, sometimes you've then got to take that fight, and they've obviously weighed up the pros and cons of it and thought, well, yeah, fair enough, it is a risk, but the benefits from it in the long run, even if we do get beat, are worth taking. In terms of his long-term you know, health, I would say he's barely got a handful of fights left in him now. They know that. We knew that. When he stepped up to go two divisions up, everyone sort of looked at each other with raised eyebrows and thought, what's he doing here? But it makes good business sense. And then you think, well, if he's only got one, possibly two fights left in the next 18 months, then it's maybe a risk worth taking.
Okay, another fight to get you punching the cushions on your settee was Anthony Crawler against Ismael Barroso, who came out like a whirlwind. I mean, literally, if you'd watched the first three rounds, you were thinking, how is he going to sustain this? And of course, he couldn't, could he?
No, it was, I mean, Anthony Crawler, everyone says it all the time, don't you? What a lovely, lovely man, and he is. I've interviewed him lots of times, met him when he was coming up, when he barely had a few fights left, and really, really nice, humble guy, deserves all the credit he's got with that outside the ring, obviously, when he was, he got a fractured skull off the big, when he was chasing burglars. But I think he's one of these fighters who you see it quite often, he grows into being a champion and he just improves. Don't forget, Barroso was mandatory as well. It's not as if he handpicked them and thought, well, this is going to be an easy fight. It wasn't. And now, I mean, he could argue that he's the best lightweight on the planet. Obviously, there's another lightweight in Manchester, Terry Flanagan, who would argue that he's not even the best lightweight in Manchester. So, you know, what a breathtaking fight that could be in, you know, next summer.
Quick word on Liam Smith today. I think we're getting the announcement, aren't we, on his opponent. His fight's not too far away now.
Yeah, and yeah, we find out who his opponent's going to be today and what a build that is as well. I mean, I know people talking about the Eddie Hearn matchroom show at Goodison with David Price, Tony Bellew, obviously, and Tony Dodson fighting for a British title and that, and a host of other young lads there, Masha, Tom Farrell. But Liverpool's now in the envious position, I think, of we're sort of the battleground for two of the biggest promoters in the country, because barely with just a few days around the Goodison fight, you've got a Frank Warren show at the Echo Arena, headlined by Liam Smith, world title fight, Paul Butler, world title eliminator, and Ryan Farag and Jezza Dickens fighting for European titles. It's unbelievable, really.
It's brilliant, isn't it? I just said that to you. Open the copy of the Echo, just turn it one page. There's a full page spread in there. The homecoming, Liverpool's Liam Smith, and this is by Box Nation. They put against versus Predrag Radicevic. Are you aware of him? WBO
no.
World Super Welterweight Championship. There's a picture of the two of them there, so it's already been released.
Yeah, I'll have to have a look. I'll have to have a little look up on him.
Get your research done on him. Thank you very much indeed, yeah. Gary Shaw.
No problem.
Cheers, pal. Take care. That's Gary Shaw. His thoughts on the boxing scene at the weekend.